You're listening to the Wanderlust Swingers podcast with Aussie hosts Kate and Daryl. If you're curious about exploring your sexuality or the swinging, hot-wifing and non-monogamous lifestyle, you've definitely come to the right podcast. Or maybe you just love travel adventures. Either way, we share our personal, sometimes juicy, sexy stories as well as swingers club and event reviews, interviews with other sassy people and of course our global swinging adventures. We try to bring you a look into the diverse lifestyle that the swinging and non-monogamous community has. We hope you enjoy. Now let's get into the episode. G'day guys and welcome to a bonus episode of the Wanderlust Swingers. We are here with Mr. and Mrs. H from the Bedhoppers podcast.
Hello there. How are you doing?
Good morning. I don't know if it's morning or afternoon.
Would it not depend
on
my
watchless wrist?
When the lovely listener is listening, they may be listening in the evening.
Oh, it's true. Just hello then.
Yeah, okay.
I'm here as well. I'm not sure, fortunately or unfortunately, but I'm also associated with this train wreck.
One of us.
For now, you may get fed up and disappear.
I could do.
So today we're going to be talking about Spicy Island. We're actually headed to Croatia and we've managed to wrangle two Brits in to travel, which is always a delightful turn of events when you can get Brits to actually travel to, you know, foreign countries.
Wait. I think you've forgotten the entirety of the history of the British Empire.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
We are going to try and take that island. We will own it.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they're going to plant the Union Jack as they arrive on the shoreline.
Well, technically with Spicy Island.
And then who's on the island.
It is actually taking over the entire island. So technically we will actually be pirating that island.
But Mrs. H will not be killing everyone on the island.
No.
I mean, you've forgotten here that Mr. H's sole purpose of as soon as he gets off that boat or whatever it is to get to this island, he will be like, I'm here, and you'll just raise his flag.
I was actually having a prediction that there would be a Bedhoppers flag at some point erected on the island over the weekend.
Why do I keep hearing the term erect and erected and, you know, like, it's not like Mr. H needs any reason to discuss his erection.
And yet here it is, once again, aptly presented to him.
Mr. H searches penis flag on Google.
So we're going to interview you guys about Spicy Island.
Good luck.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a full swingers island takeover, 600 people in Croatia. And Daryl and I have been, you have not. So this will be your first time.
In Croatia as well.
In Croatia. Yeah.
First time to Croatia and first time to a spicy takeover.
Yeah, this is your first time to Spicy Match Takeover. One of the questions that I want to ask you is about new experiences in the lifestyle. This is the first time that you're doing this. Like, you've done Desire, You haven't done Cup Dog, you haven't done Hedo, and you've done a couple of clubs here and there around the world, but this will be the first time that you've ever done anything even remotely like this.
Yeah.
Do you think that you're going to have expectations on what it might be from those experiences you've had at Desire and stuff like that? Or what are you kind of going into this with?
Interesting. I'm already going in with the expectation that there will be an island full of attractive naked people. But then I always go in with this expectation that I'm never at the level where everyone else is to these events, because I feel like you need a level of confidence to go to them. Otherwise, why would you go? And then I just go as well and think, I'm not that person. So what do I do now between now and July to get myself ready?
Do you have anything then? Like, do you normally, with this countdown then, do you normally say, okay,
I'm just not going to eat between now and July.
Oh, okay, that seems sustainable.
No, well, the good news is I have a date in mind. So I know now I have a goal.
Okay.
And that always really helps my train of thought with these things. So I know I've got a goal.
So your preparation for going to the island, which we'll talk about.
Preparation H.
Oh, yeah. I want to talk about preparation, but one of your things that you're going to do to get in the mindset that you want to feel good about yourself when you're
well,
there.
Well, I mean, it is Mr. and Mrs. H, right? So preparation H actually fits pretty well.
They do
well.
Feel good on the whole.
Did you just say you both feel good on a whole?
On the whole. We
on
feel
the
good.
On a hole or on the hole?
What about you, Mr. H? Do you have any expectations?
Says Kate, trying to get some common sense out of one of us.
Well, I'll do my best to stay on track. But so for me, there's a couple of things. So there is a sort of, much like Mrs. H, a commitment around feeling physically right for the trip and feeling body confident. I think there's also something about being mentally right for it. And I think we've, you know, of recent times we've been a bit crap mingling with crowds and putting ourselves out there when it's not been our own events. So I think part of the thing, we've got a number of socials that we're going to over the coming months that I think will be a good sort of reintroduction to kind of being a bit more out there and being a bit more sociable.
You'll be practicing.
Yeah, I'm going to
practice my stabilizers off.
I'm going to have like cards, like in Meaning of Life. It's what is philosophy, dear? And they're going to be like little questions I can just ask people, so I don't have to think about normal conversations. That's not true. It's
do you have a number of people you wish to shag? Is there a quantity
today or generally, or when we get
in
there?
Life? Or
I mean, yes,
specifically
always.
At
yes.
The island.
The number is always much higher than I can attain. So yeah,
the number is infinity.
Yes.
Absolutely not. I do not. I never ever have that expectation of any defined number or
so
level of interaction.
So you don't want to fuck anybody.
And it's since I didn't want to, I'm just saying I don't
that
have
includes
any.
You, Mr.
I
Einstein.
Don't I know. Have any. Any expectation around what that number may look like.
So you're going to a spicy island.
Yeah.
With 600
spicy people.
With spicy people, 600 spicy people in a sexy, wonderful islandy place.
But they may not want to engage with me.
Well, we're not talking about you going out there and just throwing your vajayjay at everybody, are we? But surely there is.
Although we could
do that. Yes, I'm going to keep walking forwards with my vajayjay out, and if your dick happens to get into it, then it's on your your head. Be it.
So I'm going to go to an island and throw my cat at people, and what hit a golden number of 10 a day or something.
I don't think it's about the number. I think, but there is something about the. It's okay to say yes. It would be nice to hook up with people. And have some fun, sexy times.
Yes, okay. All right. I will accept that it would be nice to engage with people, make some connections, and if some sexy fun happens, great. But there I'm not going to be disappointed if I don't hit my quota for the day.
What?
I'm just thinking 10 a day, we're going to need to get another boatload of lube delivered.
Yep.
Like on a daily, on the regs. You know,
I'm going to need to extra hydrate.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pineapple juice I'm going to need to drink for this.
Why pineapple juice, Mr. H? Why?
Because it's very good for you.
Is it?
That is the only
nothing
reason.
Nothing at all to do with anything around palatable semen.
He likes pineapples.
Okay.
Well, palatable semen is quite appropriate because we do get ferried there on a boat.
Oh my God.
I did pause on that a little earlier when Mrs. H mentioned that we'll probably be getting there on a boat or something. I'm like, it's an island. Unless there's some sort of space launch I'm not aware of, it's probably going to be a boat.
Yeah, but you've met me, right? You know my grasp of geography and... But general travel
things.
And navigating
they launch
is,
you on a trebuchet.
Is very minimal.
It's a trebuchet launch.
Yeah, you sit in it, it spins around, it hoiks you over to the island. Sometimes you hit the land, sometimes you don't. It's
look, if I'm not pulled there by a little parade of cats on some kind of like motor device.
If I'm not pulled there, I'm going to be disappointed.
See, and now we're back
we're
to my question.
We're just walking into his jokes.
We
stop.
Came back to my question. So obviously Mr. H has a target of at least
apparently.
Getting pulled.
Yes, at least
whilst
once
there.
Pulled off.
Hence the pineapple juice consumption is going to go up.
I love how you guys went in a totally different direction than what I was thinking the question and answer was going to happen. I meant, which is good, but I was thinking more from a, you've never been to an event like this at all. Like you've done Desire, but this these events are very, very, very different, right, in terms of the population. Yep. For starters, it's mostly Europeans and Americans come over, but when you've done Desire, it's been basically American central.
Yep.
Mm.
And then also you've got the difference of the Europeans and how they engage in the lifestyle and everything else. So that was kind of where I was headed with the, what do you think the biggest differences are going to be, if any?
No.
Because I'm curious if we follow up after the island takeover, whether your thoughts and generalizations going into this actually are reality out on the outside.
This question's going... went on for so long I forgot what the original
question is. Yeah, this is actually the problem. Be more concise with your questions and you may get the answer you're expecting.
I think part of the issue there is I have a really simplistic view of things sometimes, as we know. You don't have to make a joke, thank you. I'm saying it myself. And so I actually don't think I've considered some of those things that you've just said, Kate, because it hasn't occurred to me that lots of things like, well, there might be a language barrier, I don't know.
Yeah.
There might be a cultural barrier. Again, I've not really considered them.
Mm.
I've actually just thought, oh, fuck, I've got until July to be a skinny legend and be ready for all this. And I've actually just gone in with a kind of air of, this will be exciting, this is good,
now
this
I've
is an adventure.
Now I've got a whole new set of worries
now
to
I've got a
think
whole new
about. Yeah, thanks for nothing.
How long have I got to learn some languages? I don't know.
just, you know, all the Slovak languages you need to...
Spanish,
really,
it's
French,
not
German,
occurred to me.
Maybe.
I'm just going to, I don't know, go and see what happens.
I think the initial... worry for us was around body confidence and just getting out and mingling in such a large group.
Yeah, the mingling thing, yeah.
And I think that's like the rest of it is like a problem for future Mr. and Mrs. H, like when we get there. And they'll cross that bridge when they get to it, probably, or they'll just run away. But I think...
Well, you can't. You're on an island.
I can run around the island.
You can, and it might actually cure the first problem as well. Exactly. If you do the body get there too heavy, you might be slimmer after a week of jogging around an island.
It all helps. It all stacks up. But I think there is something in that, you know, the different cultures, that they're the different group of people, and there's not really a massive amount of interaction with people beforehand at the moment. Well, certainly there hasn't been so far.
Mm-hmm. No.
So I think it is going in a little blind and just being ready to just go with it a bit more and being a bit more free and open, which goes against most of my core principles.
I was about to say, this is burning you from the inside.
I also have some apprehension because I don't know what a spicy event is like yet. Yeah. That is the one thing I do not know. Anecdotally, I may have read or heard stories and experiences from others, but I've not experienced it myself. So yes, there is a little bit of level of, I don't know what I'm going into and how.
It's definitely not a chili convention, I can say that. we're not going to be there making pots of chili.
I was led to believe it was going to be punch and pie and at least some chili.
Well, the good news is that I have some idea about what it's like because I've listened to their podcast. And not that I'm saying that you haven't, but obviously you haven't. So I have some understanding of what it might be.
I think it's exciting that you guys are actually going to experience something new.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Because like I said, like you haven't done a lot of that stuff over this side of the world. So, and you haven't, you haven't done Croatia. Oh. An island takeover is also something new. So I'm kind of excited for you guys that you actually get to try something new in your lifestyle journey. I'm really keen on it.
So we're like your test hamsters.
Absolutely.
Yes, that's what I'm learning. Are you going to be walking around in a lab coat and like a checkboard? And being like, yep.
You'll be videoed the entire time.
Oh, sweet. This is actually my dream.
There'll be a drone following you everywhere.
Oh, perfect. Mr. H is currently talking to a French lady with red hair. That's interesting. Okay. Mrs. H has got her tongue down somebody's throat, but they started it first, so that makes it okay.
Sounds about right.
This sounds so accurate.
Except for the fact that they started it first. That's definitely not the case.
It is always Mrs. H that starts it first.
Exactly.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yes. Drunken pervert.
I feel attacked.
We do indeed get to the island by boat, by the way. So that is a crucial part of the travel regime, is the flying and the driving and then the boating to the island.
So how much paddling?
We defined the word travel.
So planes, trains, and automobiles and boats.
So we get to be plane wankers.
Yes, nice.
Followed by car wankers.
Good.
Followed by boat wankers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if we get a golf buggy on the island, I
didn't realise that I was allowed to wank on all of these things.
That's encouraged.
Like
that would stop you anyway.
How do I achieve this on a plane? Do I need to get one of the blankets, one of the overnight blankets, and just sit it across my lap? Or
you just look everyone in the eye and you say Spicy Island while you're doing it, and that makes it perfectly acceptable.
Will this be the biggest event? So 600 people? Will this be the biggest event you've ever attended?
I think so, yeah.
Guessing this is bigger than Desire by a long way, isn't
it?
Yeah, in that case.
The island's quite a bit bigger as well, so it doesn't feel as to me it didn't feel like there were 600 people there most of the time.
No, because it is a big and
it is a big event. Yes, but it feels a lot less dense than something like Desire.
So, what kind of activities do they tend to plan?
Sex, lots of sex, just everywhere. It's just a fucking an orgy of sex.
That's just regular orgy, isn't it? An orgy of sex.
No, an orgy of, well, I mean, no, because you can have an orgy of food.
I suppose so.
As an example of what we did last night.
Yes,
yes, that's true. So what kind of events? So they have pool parties and they have we've said this before on the podcast, but they've got an amazing guy called James O, who is what would he be? Like their entertainment director dude?
Yes.
Yeah. And he does little things by the pool as well. So they'll be like, he'll do like water aerobics and yoga and all that sort of like games and stuff in the pool.
This dude runs, he must have blood of Red Bull.
Oh man.
He's just on all the time. He seems to really love it. Yeah.
Yeah, so he'll do stuff, but there's also pool parties, and then there's other stuff going, like there'll be naked yoga down on, because it is a whole island and it's quite big, as Daryl just said, so there'll be like naked yoga on the south side of the island in the morning that you can go to, And then there's the breakfast, and then there's activities either up in the main pool, or there'll be like massages and activities down on the main dock. I don't know why I'm pointing in that direction. I'm not standing on the right now.
I mean, you're not even pointing in the direction of Croatia right now.
In my head, I was like having this aerial view of like, oh, I'm in the middle. And so that up there's the pool. And so there'll be different things down there. And then they also had, last time we were there, they had little classes that you could also attend. So there was like a pole dancing class, a twerking class, a bondage class.
A twerking class.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have the ass for twerking. I gave it a shot, but it just wouldn't clap.
I don't have the patience for twerking.
Yeah, so there's all these different things that you can do, or you can just chill by the pool or chill by the ocean, or you can go like stand-up paddleboarding and do whatever you like.
You can? Where was the stand-up paddleboarding?
I saw a photo of somebody doing it and I was like, motherfucker, I didn't.
You sure that just wasn't some pervert from another island trying to get a fucking a bird's eye view? Yep.
They only turned up on the last day. Exactly. So long it took them to paddle out there.
Yeah. Do they have any like educational seminar type things, like workshops? Or is it just more based around entertainment?
There was more around. So there was some pole dancing stuff, BDSM, yes, but not as you probably have typically seen it at.
Doesn't do any of that either, does it?
Sorry,
Desire doesn't have any of that.
No.
Well, and the interesting thing is, I'm yet to see you turn up to one of those.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I don't think I've seen you in a seminar room.
No, I have. The only one that I saw in was the one that we presented.
Right, exactly.
Well, I had no choice but to go to that one. No, I went to at least three.
You know, lubricant has alcohol in it, and if you're doing 10 to 20 penises a day, you're bound to absorb some of the alcohol, right?
A little bit of it.
Oh, bore off of your jokes about my prolific sex life. Right, moving on.
So I have a question for you both. So this is obviously our first time here going there, and you guys have been there already.
Mm-hmm.
You folks have been there already. What would be your top tips for us as
sunscreen.
Knowing us? Sorry, sunscreen.
Sunscreen, hydration.
Okay.
That's always your top tip, just generally
life.
But
that's like your life tips. That doesn't count.
No matter
count.
Where you are in the world, you're like, how many glasses of water have you drunk? I'm like, none. Four, maybe.
I actually agree with the hydration and sunscreen on this one because it's Croatia in summer, right? So it can be quite warm. The days that we had there that were rainy days, I actually felt much more comfortable, or overcast days, I felt much more comfortable on those days than I did on the days where it was clear. But everyone was praying for the clear days. So I kind of got on the bandwagon with that and like, you know, hoping that it would be clear for everyone. But I think beside those two things, which I think the biggest one for me would be to just travel the different places on the island where you can have a drink and mingle with people, because people tend to congregate at different locations and they tend
because
to
become... Because the accommodation isn't different.
Yeah, there's accommodation like in different places and different types of accommodation as well, depending on where you are.
Yeah.
So you get different... So people will naturally congregate at the place that's more local to them rather than potentially travelling. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a huge travel. We're not talking about fucking kilometres here, but you may miss out on meeting... Or being around and assessing, I mean, to use a word, you know, understanding what that group may look like, because they're a 500 meter walk from where you are at a different bar. The bars, all of the places on the island are really lovely. All of the drinking locations are really nice, but they have their different style. Like, there's one on the beach, essentially, that is a quintessential beach bar. Then you've
got
the pool bar, which is like a 4 or 5 star pool bar, right?
Yep.
So you've got these very different draws for very different people. And
you got the more chill one down near where the yoga is. So that's
exactly. It's kind of just it's sort of an inland or an on-island
so
bar.
It's got like beanbags sitting on the ground.
Got beanbags and, you know, it's a lot more relaxed. That's where the pizza is. I recommend that. Sorry, forget everything I've said.
Eat the pizza.
Eat the pizza.
Pizza.
That's it. I'm done.
You know the pizza might kill her, right?
Yeah.
It likely will. Don't you probably shouldn't eat the pizza unless you wish to die. You should eat the pizza.
Oh, I'll
it
eat the pizza.
Fucking good pizza.
Oh, good.
Croatians do very good pizza. Better than Italians. Ooh, wait for the feedback on that.
But having listened to all this advice about where to go to the mingling points and all of this is great. But as an extension of that, then my question is where, to be very vulgar, where do people have sex on the island?
So if you're... Do you mean publicly? Because obviously...
Well, either. I mean, what is generally deemed to be what
people
you would
have sex
expect
in
to
the
see
ocean?
As you've just walked onto the island and you were like, oh.
Let's do a list of the places where we've seen people have sex.
Obviously, they're having sex in their rooms.
Yes. I assumed
we
rooms
didn't
would
see
be
that,
an obvious
though, so
one.
Why is it on the list?
But they actually have a playroom And assuming it's going to be set up in the same place, because I don't know if it's going to be moved, but assuming it's going to be there.
Play area.
It's a play space.
Room.
Yes, it's a play space
because it's much bigger than a fucking room.
Yes, and it's under this shed. I don't know how to explain it.
It's an open area with a roof.
With
right?
a roof.
So an al fresco fuck yes. place. But they put big curtains up around it that are like
beds, curtains.
3-4 meters high.
Yeah.
And then they build the inside space essentially to have a play area. So you have beds and things like that in there as well. So there obviously is
this a designated play area.
It's also quite central. Like it's quite central, but it's the problem with that is that it's also in the middle of the island, which means it's a 200-meter walk from anywhere that you right. might be drinking, with the exception of where the pizzas are. It's reasonably close. No, sorry, that's
yes,
not.
Yes, it is. It's right next door.
Yeah, it's reasonably close to that. So.
And is that all day, all night? It's kind of just there?
So it's
space?
Just there, yeah.
Yeah, but people, it's a nighttime thing.
Yeah, generally okay. people play in at night. That's also
that's
where
the
when we were there, because there were some rainy nights, they also held quite a few of the events in the other half of that. It's a very big undercover area. So they ran it.
One, the White Night, they ran
yeah,
there.
So yeah, so you could essentially move straight from a music sort of chatting yeah. semi-naked in straight into a play area. So certainly people play there, but also, I mean, there were certainly people playing on the beach, on the beach beds out near the beach, like on the sand.
On the pool, near the pool area.
There were people shagging in the ocean as well. Mm-hmm. It wasn't prolific, but
no,
it
no,
certainly
no, no.
happened.
It's not cup dog prolific. Like
no, it's not 300 bodies grinding fucking to the rhythm of, I don't know, the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Very specific reference.
I'm giving it on a purpose because that's exactly
been
what it was
all
like.
Around yep. this exactly. great big. Yeah.
Going back to the advice section.
Yeah.
I will say that really put yourself out there. That's the big thing I would say, is that with this kind of event, it's not like, you know, my seminar-based events where there's going to be, you know, kind of set up mingling things and that sort of stuff. Plus, honestly, I don't know whether Daryl will agree with this, but I think some of the ways that the Europeans approach the lifestyle is maybe a little different than maybe what the Americans and the British people do. So I think that if you don't put yourself out there, you may very well walk away having not had any connections. Like you actually, you need to be proactive, really proactive. Daryl, do you agree with that?
You need to be yes. in it to win it.
Get to, so knock on the doors of your neighbours when you first arrive.
Yeah. Yep. Go on. And this is why you need to be out and mingling and be around people. So if you go to, like what Daryl was saying before, like go to the bar, you know, have a look at the schedule, go, okay, obviously there's something happening, so there's going to be more people around there. Up and mingling and put yourself in a group and just walk up to people and put yourself in a group. This is going back to like the advice you would give to somebody brand new in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
But because we get so comfortable with either hosting our own events or being around people that we know or getting invited to something because you're a podcaster or whatever that looks like, you tend to have somebody at least there. And with this, you guys are going to need, like I know you said, you're going to brush up on your networking kind of stuff, but you're going to need to definitely do that, I think.
I think also, given the four of us will be there essentially together, it's going to be very easy to fall into a scenario where we just hang out with each other and don't actually engage with others. So that would be the other thing. If you wish to, of course. I mean, I am pretty fucking spectacular and could keep you occupied for a reasonable period of time. But, you know, maybe spread your wings a little.
Yeah.
Find somebody less better than me but also worthwhile hanging out with.
I mean, it makes it better when we come back to you because you seem much more awesome then.
I know.
That's the thing.
Look, it's a curse. We all have our cross to bear.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing is go and experience some mediocrity and come back to excellence.
Yes, exactly.
That's what I'm going to take away from this. That's my main thing, right?
Are there any parts of a place where you cannot be naked, or is nudity generally just all over the place?
When we first arrived, I think it was mostly, okay, around the pool and things of that nature. Like, I mean, it kind of goes without saying that you're not going to sit there at breakfast completely nude. So most people were...
Man, this is a long answer to a very simple yes-no question.
No, it's not.
It's not actually, because that was the beginning of the week. And then what I saw is towards the end of the week, I think that both Spicy and the Island, because that was the first time they'd ever done it, worked together, were a little bit more comfortable with the fact that people were going to be respectful. And so then later in the week, you saw a little bit more nudity more spread around the island. But initially it was poolside. So technically, no, you can't actually be naked. You're not supposed to be naked down by the port area, I don't
Fuck
think.
Off.
And you're not supposed to be naked in the restaurants, obviously. But again, I think that once there was a little bit more comfort from both parties, then it was open more.
I think, getting on and off a boat with people you don't, not people you don't know as in the people transitioning on off the island, but the people who are running the boat, the skipper and, you know, his mate, and then you've got other people are dealing with bags and shit because your bags all get delivered essentially to your room. But depending on where you're staying, some of them are. There's a pickup place near your location that's a designated area and you pick up your bags from there. So they deliver them to a designated area. So you've got people who are doing that. So that people are less, more respectfully not naked in those locations where that's where people are working essentially, right? And when you check into the island, you have to go into the island check-in center, the office, and actually check in, and people are generally not nude in there either. But other than that, the rest of the island, to my mind, the answer is a resounding yes. I think there were people nude everywhere, with the exception of those places where it's just kind of more polite.
Yes, exactly.
To respect people who are doing their job, rather than being wanting to be necessarily exposed to my big old hangy ball sack.
It's kind of similar in Cup Dog in that, you know, when you sit down to have the meals, like people would normally in Cup Dog, they would at least put a sarong down if they're naked.
It's a standard nudist etiquette, right? If you sit, you don't let your ass crack juice trickle onto the chair. You put a towel down.
Yeah. Not everybody's nude as well. Like you would see
lingerie. And also not. I mean, I wore shorts for quite a bit of the time that I was there because it was cold.
It was cold?
Well, so the wind was quite – so when it was overcast or raining and it was quite windy, it actually got quite cold. Oh. So the white night, the last night party, which is kind of the signature of Spicy, they always have a white night.
It's one of my favourite ones of theirs, actually.
Yeah, it's really, really well.
I know it seems simple, but they do it so good.
That night, people were huddling a little. There was a sort of a penguin scenario because it was actually – it was reasonably cool, especially – it wouldn't have been cold if you were dressed appropriately, but the thing is,
for a white night,
you're generally in something quite lacy or revealing for the ladies. The guys are generally in something tighter or smaller. So with that in mind, and my white night was shorts because we were expecting Croatian summer.
Yeah.
So it was quite cool that night. So it just depends on the weather. Remember, you're on an island off the coast of Croatia, so it can suffer island-style weather. The good news is, at the moment at least, is that, you know, it's quite warm there.
Is there a shop there?
There is actually. So there's a convenience store down near the port bar area.
Yeah.
Cool.
A little convenience store. So they have a cafe down in one area. They've got the pizza bar, the burger place. Also, the burgers were delicious. The burger bar. Yeah, so they've got a cafe. They've got the convenience store. They've got a pizza place, a burger bar.
Burgers are good as well. You're right. Actually, the food on the island in general was very good.
I agree. And actually, the breakfast and dinner is put on by Spicy. So sometimes when you go to something like this or a cruise or whatever, one of my things is always like, oh, if the food's included, it's probably going to be a bit shit. It was delicious.
Yeah.
Absolutely zero problems with that. And the range of food for dinner was absolutely amazing, all the different things. And what I really enjoy too is that unlike a Desire where it's the exact same place every night for both dinner and the night party.
Yeah.
It changes on Spicy Island. So every night, the night party is in a different location on the island.
Do I have to stress about themes again and get some
there
costumes?
There are some themes, but they're pretty simple. Or they
I know, Mr. H loves all that
they're
shit.
Pretty simple.
The only theme last time that was a bit difficult and expensive because people don't normally have this stuff at home, that was like a really old French themed with like the big wigs and the big skirts and things. So I think that was that was one of the ones
like
where
a French
like a medieval. I can't think of the name of it.
Can't think
it's
of
a
it
particular
either.
Era of
like Renaissance.
Kind of, yeah.
It's not Renaissance era. It's the era where just before the monarchs were put to death.
Wow.
When they were spending ludicrously on Victorian. That's it. Victorian era.
Huh.
So I think that was the only one. But otherwise, like Daryl said, there's always going to be a white night. So they will do themes, but they won't announce them before. And what they will do is there's definitely going to be a white night. And then there's always maybe a colour or a BDSM or like something that's fairly easy to do. So it'll be like the red or the black or the neon. So there's always, I reckon that there's probably going to be two super easy themes, and then who knows, like it could go either way, but there will be themes, but we won't get them just yet.
Individually or together, what are you both, what's the biggest concern?
I don't think I have a massive concern. I think
you do realize you're strapped in a room that's associated with my room for the entirety of the event, right?
Yeah, but I'm not concerned about that. That's just merely a wonderful byproduct of the situation.
Oh, stop it. Turn it off. Jesus, that fucking golden tongue.
We have a collective concern, and it's not something that we've talked necessarily too much about on our own podcast, but we're going to.
Well, and this is
a collective concern that we're probably going to end up having.
Well, and that's what I was kind of heading towards. It's not necessarily about this particular event. I think it's just more
related to the event at all. It's more
coming to our dynamic and understanding where we sit in this world, because I think Mrs. H has been much more interested in women of late, and that's meant that, and whilst you do like some men.
I do.
You know, like, you know, him over there, he's all right, I suppose. But
especially now with my magnificent beard.
It is, the beard helps a lot.
That deserves its own podcast.
It covers up so much stuff. It's and you can use it to store food and other items. And
squirreling, I call it.
Yeah, and use it to brush the dog. It's great. But I think looking at our dynamic, we're in this space at the moment where we're kind of trying to figure out what it is that we're looking for and how we go forwards. And I think I'm hoping that by the time we get to Spicy, we kind of at least we've gone through a few things and we've had that discussion properly.
Yeah, and we will, because we need to have that discussion. You're right. At the moment, we're just skirting around the edges of it and knowing that it's kind of coming, but also we're comfortable enough with the friend groups that we have that it doesn't necessarily present itself as a problem too much, but meeting new people, it will.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the difficulty. But this is going to be 600 new people, so we're going to have to figure out a game plan. Otherwise, we're going to be having a little row together on the pizza parlors and then like going, well, I don't want to go and do this if I don't know what you want, and it just has a potential to crash and burn, so we need to figure that out.
Got it. Okay,
what's three things each that you're most excited about?
Each it's a lot of things.
Three things each. The place looks fantastic and I'm really excited to explore the island and see it and be part of that. Two, I think it is, whilst there's nervous excitement about the volume of people, but it does sound really fun just meeting people and doing that. But I appreciate that we also have to push ourselves to get to that point.
Yep.
And I think the other thing is just hanging around with you guys actually would be quite nice.
Aww.
So, you know.
It's the beard, isn't it? It's elevated him as a likability factor.
Well, I think Kate's beard is it's not been talked about on the show.
It's really coming in.
It's really coming into its own.
What about you, Mrs. H? What's three things you're most excited about? Aside from getting on a plane, that's a cop-out and you can't.
Oh, God, I always love getting on a plane. A bit weird, I know.
I can feel it here. It's so exciting.
I love a bloody plane. Plane aside, okay, one of the most favourite things and definitely one of the things I'm most excited about is it's another new experience with Mr. H. And I always love going into those things with him and experience them together. And although we've got a little bit of groundwork to do from a cerebral perspective about what we want and how we navigate the changing dynamic that we've got, I'm still really excited to go with him and experience all this together as a couple.
Nice.
Because I love that. This is an ultimate, it's a holiday with you, which is always exciting.
Yeah, true.
So I'm excited about that. I'm excited to go somewhere new, like as in geographically, somewhere new. I've never been to Croatia before, and this seems like a really exciting way of experiencing a new place, because not only will we see it together with you two for a couple of days before all this fun kicks off, but also it's interesting to see culturally how other swinging dynamics occur in sort of different parts of the world. And we've only really got our own sort of frame of reference to kind of look at, because we're predominantly UK based with all the things we do. So that's exciting. And I'm hoping to see some cats, because I always hope to see cats. There's always a cat in a holiday destination.
You're like a married crazy cat lady.
Yeah.
Which is quite unusual.
You always see a wild little cat wandering around. And
definitely you're not going to see them.
Not going to see them on the island. There's no cats on the island. No.
Damn it.
There's no cats in America either.
And all right, actually, someone else I'm excited about is I need this, and I should.
Sorry, that's four.
I shouldn't
we were done
need.
At three.
No, this is another one because I can't have a cat.
Can, like, can you turn her mic down? Is that possible?
You could try, but I will speak over it. Although this shouldn't be a reason to do what I'm doing, I do need a kick up the arse with things to make myself get fitter and healthier and look better and all that stuff. And this is just the inspiration I needed to go, you know what, just fucking get on with it.
So what I'm hearing is that I am not inspiration enough.
You're always an inspiration, darling, but you know as well as I do that I require a goal sometimes that is tangible and I need to do that. And this is a good excuse, reason, whatever, motivation to have a reason to look forward to doing that rather than it be a right ball ache, like, oh, I don't want to do this, but I have to. I want to because I want to look good and I want to enjoy myself and not feel body confidence crisis hot mess.
Are you excited about the fact that it's, like, you know, sunny and a beach and like that sort of, no? Okay, cool.
That doesn't really, I mean, it's nice, but it's not a deal breaker for me. I like an experience regardless of whether there's sun and sand and stuff. I'd be just as excited, to be fair, if it was an ice hotel.
Nice.
An ice
I really want
hotel.
To go to an ice hotel.
Yeah. Yeah, they are pretty cool.
That would actually Literally. Really excite
Why
me.
Why don't you do a takeover at a ice hotel?
Can we not? I would love to go to an ice hotel.
I think
you want the clear one.
Don't they start at like $3,000 plus a night?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, they build it every year and then it melts every year. So, yeah, I mean, it's a high cost
what
scenario.
What kind of assets do you reckon that company actually has then?
Ice.
Are they liquidating or?
However, it's not weather specific. My excitement is not linked to the weather particularly, although that is nice. It's going to be lovely, I'm sure.
I love me a beachside pool, sunny. Yeah.
It's nice, but
I get very excited by it.
Well,
any body of water. It could just be a large fucking puddle, and you're excited by it. It's like I'm going to sit beside this puddle and drink a cocktail.
Oh. I'll tell you what was surprising to us last time, which shouldn't have been because we lived in Croatia, but the rosé that we were drinking all week was pretty tasty and reasonably priced. Do you remember?
This might be the most middle-class conversation we've ever had on
God.
A podcast.
Right? How? What the fuck?
Oh, darling, the rosé was simply above average. It was very, very serviceable.
Fuck you all is what I'm saying. I like the fact that you're thinking about preparation stuff because for me what you're thinking about right now and the discussions and the body stuff is actually almost like a get ready for the event. And I think that so many people think that there's just like travel.
Almost. Exactly
it is, but yeah, so many people think travel and they think costumes and outfits, but there's so much more that goes into like preparing for going to some of these things. I think it's always interesting to see what people are doing.
I think it's okay to be nervous and to have worries and have concerns, but it's really important that you kind of work together, assuming you've got a partner, to get through that. And the prep isn't just about the physical aspects of it.
Yeah.
And it's not just about, like you say, the packing and the...
Yeah.
And even just getting fit, the discussions that you have are equally as important.
We need to be aligned on this.
And I need to get my arsehole bleached.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you should probably do that.
We can do that now. We've probably got some bleach somewhere that we can... You can just dunk them in and...
Excellent.
Yeah.
And with let's end the podcast. But I'm keen to see what you guys think. I'm keen to experience it with you. I'm keen to harass you with my questions about what are your hopes and dreams every day for
the
5 days that we're there.
Oh, God. We're not ready for that.
No more coffee chats.
Yep, definitely happening.
Oh, no, it's your turn for coffee chats. No, because they're normally
I've never
my
had
problem.
One yet.
Normally,
I've never had a
they're
coffee
normally
podcast
my fucking
chat.
Problem at 4 a.m. or something ludicrous.
All right. Let's get spicy.